Eva.
The Marilyn calling me audibly, bawling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her, took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that, haters want to see that, but I got him aggy because I win the gold like Gabby.
She's just a girl and she's on fire.
Oh,
I think they're talking about me. What's up, y'all? This is your girl, Carla B. And from EOTMradio.com, you are tuned in to the E-Buzz, and you're on air with yours truly, Carla B. And thanks for rocking with me tonight. I hope y'all love that jam as much as I do. I'm Alicia Keys, Girl on Fire, featuring Nicki Minaj. You know, it's Friday night, y'all, and again, I must thank you for being with me Friday night at 9 p.m. on a Friday in Hollywood. Are you serious? I know our listeners are all over, but I'm here, and it's Grammy weekend, and you're here with me, Tisa. I feel a little bit special. I'm pretty this rainy weather doesn't put a damper on the festivities here, and I'll say this. If I happen to get caught in the rain with this hair, well, there's going to be no parties for me. I'm just going to tell Tandle that right now. I ain't going nowhere with you if I get caught in the rain, unless it's like a 70s masquerade ball or something like that, because, I mean, that's all I'm going to say on that. But, yeah. So, yeah, hopefully I won't get stuck in the rain and my hair get all afroed out and stuff, because it's not going to look good. I promise you it won't reflect good on the red carpet. All right, so I've got that out the way, y'all. Be sure to, what do I want you to be sure to do? Oh, yeah, connect with me on social media, pretty please. You could follow me on Twitter at EOTMPR, and you can also follow me on Facebook at EOTM.media. And I tell people that I do follow back, and I do like back, but I get a little bit busy, so if I don't immediately follow you back, all you have to do is, like, nudge me. You know, what do they do on Facebook? They poke you. Poke me on Facebook, and then shout me out on Twitter and say, okay, what's up, Carla B? I followed you. You ain't following me back. You know, I'm a nice person, so I promise to follow you back. All right? Yeah, so EOTMPR on Twitter and Facebook, EOTM.media. So on with the show tonight, because I'm only going to be here a short time tonight, and then Diva Tawanda will be coming in directly after me to handle the EOTM Music Critique Show. But right now is a very special segment for me because... All right, so we're announcing the winner of the EOTM Media Co-Host Contest that we put on with Dominique Liriano out of Anchorage, Alaska. He's actually head CEO founder of Alaska Fashion Week and doing so many great things in Alaska. And speaking of Alaska, I think right now it's probably as cold in California as it is in Alaska right now. But I think we have Dominique on the line. So I'm going to give a really quick hearty welcome to my good friend, business partner, Dominique. What's good with you?
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. I'm just excited. I can't wait to get this party started. You know, we're doing something really big tonight, Dominique, right? We're announcing the winner, or I am. I've been, they allowed me to do this really, really great thing. I had to vote on the top three. And myself and a colleague of mine, she's a fashion designer. Her name is Leontine. She helped me choose the winner. So I'm excited. I think this person is, oh, my God, I think this person is so great. But before we even go there, Dominique, share with our listeners a little bit about this, the casting call that you guys put on in Alaska, and then the type of talent that came out to represent.
Well, I mean, you know, I'm a little bit surprised. And then when I was talking to you about it, to work in something today, and it just pops in my mind, hey, let's do this. And you just say, let's do it. So I call a casting call, and I got so many response, because first I want to do females only. And I said, that sounds like a discrimination against the guys.
Yes,
so
definitely.
So
I'm an equal opportunity type person too, so.
Yeah, I'm versatile, though. I can go both ways. So and then I kind of do a casting call, but I didn't explain to people what was the casting call about. Most of the people know that I do the fashion, so they thought it was casting call for a fashion show. So everybody was prepared for a fashion show casting call.
When I started
seeing all those people, and I told them, okay, this is what it is. We're going to do a little short interview, and I'm going to film you, and then we're going to put it on Facebook to see the more likes who get, and
right.
then we're going to choose the top three.
Right.
So, but they don't even know what to do, what to say. I say, simple. You know those ladies down there? You got 5 minutes to know those people, and you got 2 minutes to do an interview of what you learned from them.
Wow.
So pretty much it was a process of 7 minutes.
Okay.
So we don't kind of edit nothing. It was like ready, shoot, you know? And
okay.
I mean, I was so impressed because lots of them, they pretty, pretty good. And
yes.
That to go for the unknown, and have them prepare in just 5 minutes, it shows that they offer the challenge, and
yeah.
I love that.
Right, right. They were, and I'll say this really quickly, you guys. Dominique, he's definitely a really great business person. I actually had the opportunity to work with him for the Alaska fashion event last year. And it was just a one-day event then, but in 2013, they're doing this so big, so it's going to be a Latin Fashion Week. So I had the opportunity to work with him then, and I must say this guy is just a box of chocolate almost, but he's not chocolate. He's just full of surprises. And, okay, so we had this conversation about doing some kind of contest. And so I'm on the phone with Dominique, and he said, okay, let's do this. And I'm jotting down all kind of notes. So I'm like, okay, I'm going to grab with him because it's a good idea. But the next day, it was on Facebook and everything. And he just, when you create something with this guy, you better be prepared to work because he's in this thing and he just takes control and just makes things happen. I was like, what? You know, and it was crazy, but it's such a great thing because the winner, I don't know if I mentioned this already. I know we've been posting this everywhere in regards to what the winner would get, but we're actually picking one winner, and I'm announcing it in a little bit. And this one person is going to win all expense paid trip to Hollywood to co-host my company's first annual award show. So they're coming out for the EOTM Awards. It's going down on just the 4th, 2013, at Nokia Club at LA Live. So we're really excited about that. It's going to be a really, really big thing. Be sure to follow EOTM Awards on Twitter and Facebook at EOTM Awards. And then while you're there, make sure you follow at Alaska Fashion Week as well. And you can follow them at AFW2013. So follow Alaska Fashion Week at EOTM Awards to stay, you know, connected with all this great, great stuff. So we're going to definitely get things rolling, but I want to go to the phone lines because I do have a couple people that I want to bring on really quickly, and they're actually part of Alaska Fashion Week. They were part of it in 2012, and they're going to be part of it in 2013 as well. So I'm going to unmute Dominique. I'm unmuting David Ortiz. He's a manager and promoter, helped put on the event in 2012, and then one of our media hosts, T'Angelo. He also is the founder of T'Angelo Live. So, David, T'Angelo, you're on air with Carla B.
Yo, what it do, Ma? And what's up?
What's good?
Are you ready for Grammy? You ready for Grammy weekend? You've already had your glasses of Chardonnay. Or Patron, or, you know, whatever your taste buds. You know, you've already had it, it sounds like. What's good with you, T'Angelo?
You know, I stay live and turned up. I'm very much ready for Grammy weekend. I got my rock star outfit prepared, everything. The swag will be on point. The swag will be on point.
Yes. Actually, I'm doing some different things, T'Angelo, this Grammy weekend. You know, I'm usually, you know, you sing on the red carpet, I'm kind of ultra conservative, and so I mean I'm not suited down to my neck or anything like that. but I don't really show stuff. So this weekend, I'm showing stuff.
You're showing stuff?
Yeah. I'm showing stuff, yeah.
So, I love it.
You show some cleavage?
I don't have much of that. Okay,
so it doesn't matter. It's 2013. Get the right bra, honey. I love cleavage.
Okie dokie. Well, I'm gonna try to make that happen, definitely. So I wanted to welcome you to the call, T'Angelo. I want to go ahead and say hey to David Ortiz as well. I've unmuted you. You're on air with yours truly, Carla B. What's good with you?
Hey, how's it going?
It's going. It's been a minute. I'm so happy. Dominique just made the announcement yesterday that David Ortiz was going to be definitely at the helms of Alaska Factor Week 2013. So, David, how does that make you feel? It's like almost winning the Super Bowl, right?
Oh, no, I'm really excited. I mean, we did a fashion show last year, and it was a success, and I'm looking forward, you know, just making it happen this year. So I'm on it 24/7. So let's do this.
Yes. Oh, considering we're talking about the last of Fashion Week, really quickly, and my show tonight is cut short because I have an event to attend to in Santa Monica in a couple hours. So we're going to cut this short, and Tawanda is going to take over for the EOTM Music Critique. So we're going to go down about 9:45. So I want to definitely get down and dirty in this, if you will. That didn't sound right, but
it was fine. I was digging it. I was happy.
Talk about Alaska Fashion Week really quick before we go ahead and announce the winner for our contest. I want to talk a little bit about Alaska Fashion
Week. I know you got me nervous. I want to know who won.
You know how they do. We're not going to give the rose until the end. I'm just kidding. Let's talk about the Alaska Fashion Week a little bit. What can your fans expect in 2013 if they come out? A lot of us are coming out from California heading to Anchorage. And what are some of the perks, the benefits of going to this great event in 2013?
Dominique. Well, the thing is that with me, you know that I think out of the box, and I don't try to keep simplicity. I try to be creative and kind of maintain different stuff. The good thing that I'm going to do about it is that it's going to be 4 nights of high-end fashion shows, but it's going to be different theme every night. So it's not going to be the same setting every night with the same thing. No, it's going to be different nights. So I'm going to have a Caribbean night. I'm going to have the opening, which is the first night, Alaskan night. I'm going to have a Hollywood night up here, and I'm going to do a European night. So it's going to be 4 different
Hollywood
themes.
Night.
Oh, yes, Hollywood have to be here because you guys coming up here. What's up?
Right. I'm glad you acknowledged that.
I can leave Hollywood out. That's where I'm coming.
You can't leave Hollywood out and talk fashion. That's not even possible. Like, that you couldn't. It wouldn't be fashion.
Exactly.
It'd be clothing.
I do wish to be down there right now because here is cold. It was snowing.
No, it's cold right now here, too. It hailed today.
It seemed to be snowing.
Today.
We'll bring you some sunshine.
Yeah. And it was kind of crazy here, too, today, though, Dominique, so don't feel bad.
But, you know, I mean, I think after the Most Factory Fashion Show last year, I mean, right after April or May, I started kind of putting all my ideas together and finding the right board members and group because it was so sad to hear the Leisure Travel Magazine stating that Alaska is the worst dress people, which I disagree 100%. So that kind of offended me.
Who would you say the worst dress then?
Oh, God. You're going to put me in the spot? But, I mean, if you go Montana, Utah.
Oh, no.
I think
you better call the fashion police.
I was in Alaska for the first time last year, and some people were definitely well dressed. I was very impressed. You know,
The rocker kids even was given. I was walking past when the section where the kids were, and they were all rocked out with the torn jeans and the black nails. And you know, I'm rock star all day, so I loved it.
Right.
So, and then I was kind of offended, and then right after that, another magazine states that Alaska are the ugliest people. And I said, whoa.
Oh, my God.
It was back to back. You know, it was, I mean, I won't say that I'm in a hot tamale, but, you know, I got my little thing. I mean, come on, I mean, the ugliest one. No.
Wow.
So, and then
you know
I kind of.
That's crazy.
So that's when I mean, the idea of Alaska Fashion Week, well, it was Anchorage Fashion Week. So somehow somebody was trying to stole my idea and got all the domain names, anchorfastaway.com, .net, .info, all of them. I said, really? I said, no, it's not going to happen. So
it's okay. Alaska Fashion Week is going to be a success. Just watch.
Yes.
And then they just did me a favor, though, because Anchorage, it was only covering Anchorage. But when you say Alaska, it's covering Alaska in full.
Right.
So I said,
right.
Thank you, Jesus, for opening my eyes.
Right.
So
right.
Then I pull my team together, and then it's been work nonstop because it's been a lot of work. It's not easy, but now we're getting close to it. And just every single day I kind of get a little more kind of stressed, but a good one,
right.
Though, because I'm just, like, learning from the mistake that you make, and then you try to make it better.
Right.
So it's just like right now I'm working on all details because I want everything to be close to perfect. Perfect is not going to be because I'm not perfect. But, I mean, I got some good designers. I got everything on point. It's just waiting for the day and for you guys to come and nail that.
Yeah. It's going to be great. Share with our listeners, Dominique, the Alaska Fashion Week's website.
Say what?
Share with our listeners the website for Alaska Fashion Week.
Yeah, it's www.alaskafashionweek.com.
I love the way you say that.
Twang
or whatever, however you want to say it. But really quickly, you guys, hold tight. I definitely want to give our studio line out to the top three contestants because, you know, definitely our phone lines are open for all three of you. 718-664-6543, 718-664-6543. I saw on Facebook that some of them were having problems accessing the website, www.eotmradio.com, or the links are on the Alaska Fashion Week Facebook page as well as my Facebook pages as well. I want to take a really quick song break. This is dedicated to the winner. Actually, it's dedicated to all, you know, top three. And then when we come back.
Can I ask one question?
Oh, sure. Sure.
What is their names? What is the people's names? The runners-up?
Alrighty. Their names are, and you want to put me on the spot, Pat?
I'm sorry, because I was going to vote for mine.
I can help you. Amy Grimes.
I got their names, yeah.
Melissa Kramer and Nick Burgers. That was our three top three for that competition that it was started on October, Carla, last year, something like that?
Yeah, October.
Okay.
So the first girl, the video number one, what was her name again?
Melissa Kramer.
Melissa Kramer. Okay, cool. Thank you.
Yeah, Melissa Kramer, Emma Grimes, and what is the gentleman's name?
Nick Burgess.
Nick Burgess, yeah.
Okay.
And he's a cutie. All of them are good-looking folks. This song right here dedicated to all three of you divas, what do they call guys?
Devo.
Okay. Devo and divas, yeah. This is for you, Hotel.
So I'm a divo now.
Do
I call myself a divo? So I'm a divo now?
Yeah, I guess you are, Dominique. Hold tight.
Divo glamourosity.
Yes. All righty. Well, sing to the tunes if you want to. Hold tight. We'll be right back. And I will announce the winner of the EOTM Media Co-Host Contest. Hold tight, y'all.
And they stay there, and they say yeah, and they stay there. Cause all I do is squeeze. And if you going in, put your hands in the air, make them stay there.
Ludacris going in on the verse, cause I've never been defeated and I won't stop now. serving me's a no-no. Clean as a whistle as I pull out in my Rolls Royce. Yellow phone passenger, they see it, they say, oh boy. Shell Kelly, back it up, my niggas call me loco. Down for armed traffic, you know, make me pull that fofo. Ask you what you laughing at, represent that mud life. Dirty money, bitch, you better get your mug right. We come together, holding hands and holler, mud life. We all strapping all black, it's like mud life.
Every time I hear that song, it reminds me of just dirty South, down South music, Ludacris and all them guys.
And I stay there.
Yeah, definitely. You are tuned in. If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Carla B. Carla B's eBuzz on EOTMRadio.com. We have the founder of Alaska Fashion Week on the line with me, as well as one of my co-hosts. Not of my show. He has his own show under the network, but we've got D'Angelo, one of EOTM media hosts, on the line as well, and they want to be on the line with me as I announce the winner of the contest. So, drum roll, please. Drum roll. Can I get it?
Oh, my God, I'm nervous.
All right. So I'm going to be
excited, you guys. Oh, the winner, I want to know.
Well, let me just say that I definitely want to thank everybody that participated in this contest. I really do. I was really just amazed and just thrilled with just the large amount of individuals that wanted to be a part of our event, the EOTM Awards. I am.
Are you calling, Dominic? Dominic, are you calling?
Everybody that was that submitted a video, it was great. But the winner, I was thinking when I was looking at those top three, I was like, oh my God, I had two favorites, and the runner up was Emma Grimes. She was the runner up, and because it was between her and it was between Melissa Kramer. And after I got, you know, my list of colleagues around me, and we, you know, because I couldn't do it by myself. And she was like, yeah. I'm like, yeah. So
I'm
the
okay.
winner,
Carla.
Yes.
Before you announce the winner.
I just announced it. Really?
You kind of did.
Pretty much, but, you know, I send you that because I want you to deal with that because it's nothing easy. When you have to pick somebody that everybody is wonderful. So that's what I send it to you, and I say, here, you get control over and you choose the one that you think will fit best for the job that will represent you.
Exactly, because, yes, this person is going to be co-host of the first annual EOTM Awards. And if you don't know what that is, you can actually, we're in the process of structuring that website. We're hoping it was to be up the 1st of February, but it wasn't. So really quickly, I guess before I go ahead and officially announce the winner, I'll just give you guys a little bit of background really quick on the EOTM Awards. What we're doing is celebrating entrepreneurship through these awards taking place at Club Nokia on August the 4th, 2013. The EOTM Awards is an accolade that's presented by the EOTM Radio and TV network, and we're celebrating entrepreneurial achievements and performances in business, philanthropy, and the arts, which includes recordings, television, radio, literature, film, directing, and writing. So this is a really big thing. We're actually also presenting two special awards, and one of them is called the Rick Rosman Humanitarian Award, and then the other is the Aaron Hatcher Award, and that award goes to key individuals and organizations that promote human rights and social justice. The Rick Rosman Award goes to philanthropists and humanitarians. So it's going to be a really – I'm so excited. I'm just super, uber excited.
It is.
It's going to be, but so this person will definitely be at the helm of everything. They'll be the co-host along with our celebrity host, And we haven't announced that name yet because we're still in negotiations and all that good stuff. But
and
this is a really
Carla,
good opportunity. Say it again.
Also, for our winner tonight, I would love for our winner for this evening to co-host my radio show on the 21st.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I think that'll be awesome.
Okay, so you can give them more information about that. T'Angelo's show air Thursday nights at 8 p.m. on EOTMRadio.com. And he,
yes,
his shows are actually one of the top shows. Say it again.
No.
Yeah, it's one of the top shows under the EOTM Radio Network. But I got to go. I have a red carpet in a couple hours, so I have to head out.
Yeah.
So I guess we're not going to be able to announce the winner. Sorry. I'm just kidding.
Wait, I'm sorry? No.
You guys, I think we're going to have to do the drum roll again.
Okay, I'm ready. I'm ready for my new co-host on the show. Oh, my goodness.
Yes. Alrighty, so the winner of the Alaska casting call, the winner, who will be the co-host of the EOTM Awards August the 4th at Club Nokia is Melissa Noel Kramer.
Yay!
Yay!
That
yes,
was my
we're
going to
get our applause sound bites in very soon. But Melissa, if you are listening, please call in right now. 718-664-6543. Say it again, T'Angelo.
And what does she win? What all does she win?
I didn't say that. Okay, an all expense paid trip from Alaska to Hollywood. So her airfare, her hotel, all those accommodations and all that good stuff.
Yeah.
The opportunity to, and she'll be co-hosting and it'll be televised. The event
all right.
will be televised. Yeah.
That'll be
oh,
fun.
Wow.
They're a little bit slow on the sound bites. Apologize about that. But definitely, Melissa, within the next 15 minutes, definitely call in 718-664-6543. We would love to speak with you. I mean, I've checked out your video. It's awesome, and you won. So call. Call in and let us know how you feel about this.
Oh, my gosh,
yeah.
Carla, you want to know something before you even end the show?
What?
Melissa Kramer, she was the last person to show up for the call, for the casting call. So when she showed up, the guy who was filming, he was gone because he got another meeting. So there was nothing to film her. And I said, you know what, come. And I filmed her. With my cell phone. That video of her, it was with my cell phone.
Wow. I would
Welcome
never
to
have
2013.
That.
Welcome to 2013.
That was not a professional video. It was with my cell phone.
With your cell phone. How about that?
Yes.
Alrighty. Well, if you could try to see if we can get Melissa on the line or any of the other top two, I would love to speak with them. While you do that, Dominique, we're going to take a 33-second commercial break. When we come back, hopefully we'll be speaking with our winner. Hold tight, y'all.
All right.
Check out the EOTM Media Group. Yeah, the EOTM Media Group. We're a new media company encompassing radio, PR, and TV. Follow us on Twitter at EOTM. PR for a great publicist is one thing you need to do. Contact the EOTM Media Group.
Hey, listen. You know, while you're enjoying this program, you could be making touch-ups to pics you've taken. Not just any photos, ones that make people say, "Oh my God, how'd you do that?" And I've got the instructions to help. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com. I'll teach you how to amaze them all. Go to www.learntrickphotographytoday.com.
And we are back. We're back. You're tuned into the eBuzz on EOTMRadio.com. And this is your girl, Carla B. I have two guest co-hosts with me tonight. And it just happened by odd happenstance. I didn't plan this. I promise. I did not. We got T'Angelo from the Kick It Spot. His show airs Thursday night at 8 p.m. right here. Alrighty, right here on EOTMRadio.com. And then we have who do you have? Dominique out of Anchorage, Alaska, the place where vampires come from. He's on air with us
still
too.
On
we
that?
Actually just, yeah, I'm always going to be on that, D'Angelo. I'm always on it because I'm a vampire.
I have the footage.
Yes. All right. So there's a little bit of technical difficulties. I think it's coming from your end, Dominique. So I've muted you for a second until you, get that squared away and stuff. But, D'Angelo, let's talk a little bit about, before Melissa comes on, what are you offering her in regards to co-hosting the show with you next week or the week after?
On the week after, actually, I'm going to be doing my show live from the Barnes & Noble at the Grove, where I will be attending Janice Collins' book signing. And so we'll be attending there. I also have an actor, Eddie. I forget Eddie's last name, but Eddie's going to be, he's an actor. I have a new DVD that came out that's doing very well. So we'll be at a live event. Of course, we'll be talking love and relationships to figure out how to keep these things together. And with, Valentine's Day had just passed, let's find out what we did and didn't like about that. So Del's going to be talking and getting that personality that she already naturally has that we can see on the video and just having her try on the radio.
Do you think that we made that a great choice by choosing Melissa?
I did. Out of the three videos, I felt that she was the strongest candidate. She connected, had personality. There's a few technical things we can work on with her because she's still a little green and everything. But we started working with her. I'm sure put some microphones in her hands, some lights in her face, and she'll be on it.
Okay, I definitely agree. Just so you know, Dominique, I have you unmuted again. You're back live with us, and we have about maybe 10 more minutes before the show ends and the start of the EOTM Music Critique Show starts. So were you able to get a hold of her?
I was calling, but I didn't pick up the phone, but I'm going to send a message through Facebook.
Okay.
And I will let them know, and I will pass the contact and stuff like that. But they won't.
So if she doesn't call in, she doesn't win. I'm just kidding. Melissa, she definitely, she's crowned winner for this event. So no worries with that. We would love to speak with you, but if not, we do have, we're planning on scheduling another show to interview specifically this talented young individual out of Anchorage, Alaska. And it's a really great thing that the talent is coming from such a dark, cold place. I think that's a great thing.
But you know the good thing that is coming, it's a cold place with hot people.
All right.
Okay, like that. Okay.
And I said,
you say it's,
oh
a,
my
it's
God.
A cold place with hot people.
Yeah, I mean, I have my life. I mean, I got my beauty.
Yeah.
I need to work on it.
You definitely are. So let me ask you this in regards to the Alaska Fashion Week. Are you, because I know that I put something out on Twitter a couple of weeks ago, in regards to fashion designers needed. So are you still in need of fashion designers, or do you have everybody selected that's going to feature their launch?
I'm still looking for more. I mean, I like extravaganza. I like big, go big or go home. I still got more space for at least 3 or 4 more, of course.
Okay. Okay, cool beans. Well, I was just told, okay, and that's good, before I go there, because I think we have Melissa on the line. He said he needs
Melissa on the line.
We have Melissa, then I'm going to bring her on in a minute. But definitely, if you are a top fashion designer looking to showcase your new, just hot tamale-looking type fashion line, definitely connect with Alaska Fashion Week, and you can connect with them on Twitter. You can connect with them on Twitter, Alaska under AFW2013. Follow them on Twitter or visit AlaskaFashionWeek.com. You can also follow me on Twitter, too, because I'm one of the media companies that's helping to promote Alaska Fashion Week. So you can follow me, too, EOTMPR. And I'm going to go to some phone lines. I'm excited about welcoming Melissa Kramer to EOTM Radio. Welcome to the show.
Hello? Am I on the air?
You are?
Yes.
Is this Melissa?
I know. There it is. There it is. There it is.
Okay.
I was wondering.
Melissa,
where,
yeah,
I was wondering.
You won. Were you listening? Were you listening to the show?
I was,
okay.
Actually. You know, my speakers on my computer weren't working for a second, and I was calling all of my friends, and, you know, I have this ex-boyfriend who is a computer technician, and I had to call him and ask him what was going on with my computer, so we figured it out, and it was definitely worth the call to the ex-boyfriend to be on the air.
Yeah.
Thank you so much for this awesome opportunity.
That's
so
great. Well, congratulations. Congratulations. So how does it make you feel, you know, winning a trip to Hollywood to co-host the EOTM EOTM Awards? How does it make you feel?
Oh, my God. I'm really just so excited, and I just feel so honored and blessed. Thank you guys so much for choosing me, you know. It's definitely, I'm from a small little town in the middle of nowhere. Cozumel, Alaska, it's above the Arctic Circle, and I'm living in the tundra, basically. And just to get something like this is just, it's awesome. And I just can't wait to tell my friends and be able to go to Hollywood.
I'm breathing heavy, too. I'm breathing heavy, too.
I'm so excited for you because, I mean, you know, even regardless of Alaska being a cold, dark place with vampires, you know, it's some hot tamales there. You guys have so much talent there. So much talent. Congratulations, Melissa.
I know. I'll have to stop hunting for a second and actually go to Hollywood.
Yes.
Well,
it's going to be so much fun. I cannot wait to meet you. We'll be talking. We'll be coordinating interviews and coordinating and just going over the show and all kinds of stuff. So we'll become really good friends. So, yeah, definitely.
You'll be on my show, too.
Me. Oh, yeah. Talk about that really quick, T'Angelo.
So real quick, I'm T'Angelo. I'm one of the other hosts on the EOTM Network, and I have a show called The Kicker Spot, and you are due to be a guest host on Thursday the 21st as I'll be doing my show live at the Barnes & Noble at the Grove for the book signing of Janice Collins, and another interview we'll be doing. So we'll be having a great time.
Is that Jackie Collins or Janice Collins?
Jackie Collins.
Oh, my God, so you're going to a Jackie Collins book signing. I love her.
I'm sorry?
That's
oh
the girl from Alex. What's her sister's name? Her sister's name is Alex.
Yeah.
What's her sister's name?
That is her. I haven't done my research all just yet. They just booked me today.
Yeah,
a date,
I know
so
them.
But
she played on Dallas or something.
Yeah. Oh, no, on Dynasty. Dynasty.
Oh, okay, Dynasty. Okay, yeah, so ages ago. But I love
so
Jackie Collins because I'm a book reader.
Hey, Melissa.
Yeah.
Melissa,
uh-huh.
Just congratulations, girl. You did it.
Yes.
Thank you so much, Dominic.
Yeah, it's such a beautiful thing. I want to thank all of you for chiming in tonight. My part of the show is over in like 1 minute, but Melissa, you did it, girl, and I heard about the story that you were the last person the videographer had left, and he filmed you with his phone, and you did such a great job. So kudos to you, girlfriend, and I cannot wait to see you in Hollywood on August the 4th. So we'll be in touch. Thank you so much. Dominique, T'Angelo, thank you guys for thank you for tuning in. And I'll be in touch with you guys. And you guys enjoy the rest of your Friday. I'm going to a party. Let's go ahead and give some really quick cheers again to our winner, Melissa. Clap, everybody. Yes, congratulations. And that's my time. And thanks for tuning in with me on EOTMRadio.com. It's your girl, Carla B. And be sure, before you exit our radio page tonight, to subscribe to receive alerts to all of our future shows because there's so much great stuff that's happening in 2013 and beyond. You don't want to miss it. Make sure you subscribe, you like us on Facebook, Twitter, all the social media stuff. And this is your girl, Carla B. And as she has will say, live black to the book. I'm so in school. Good night, you guys.
Thank you.
Woo! Ha! Entrepreneurs on the move, reshaping lives for a better tomorrow.